Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 through 11. Philippians 2, 13, 11, 12, 13.
第二章第一节到第十节，我在基督里做了什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么值得敬慕，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。凡事不可结党，不可贪图衣服的荣耀。
你要存心尊卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，只要顾别人的事。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不与自己与神同等为强国的，反倒取得奴仆的形象，成为人的样子。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于。
死而死在十字架上，所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超出万民之上的名，叫一切在天上、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，以荣耀归于父。If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourself. Each of you should look not only to your own interest, but also to the interest of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. But at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
这句话，接下来一道是要我们献诗，把诸美而拜的我主的，我是从您谈这所做的弥赛亚，一道刚刚记载的number，从弥赛亚500。
Oh, 高兴就能够请到Reverend Shaw 跟我们参讲这个信息。他今天的题目是谦卑的恩宠。We are so honored to have Reverend Shaw to deliver a message from God. The title is The Grace of Humility.
Let me say once again how delighted I am to be with you here at High Point Gospel Church.
我要再重新来重申我多么快乐能够在这边能够大家一起来敬拜。
We are continuing to work very hard on our radio ministry and hope to have our programs on the air beginning in October of this year.
我们在那个广播的工作呢正在加紧的努力，希望在十月的时候呢能够开始广播。
We'll ask you to continue to pray for God's blessing as these are aired, that lives will be touched with the good news of Jesus Christ.
我恳求各位呢继续为我们祷告，希望呢这些从借着广播所传出的基督的福音呢能够感动更多人。
As a parallel passage to what we read in Philippians chapter 2, I would like to read from 1 Peter chapter 5, the last part of verse 6 and verse 7.
我跟这个腓立比书类似的呢，在腓立比前书第五章第一节。
And in verse 5, I want to pick out the phrase where Peter says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And then in verse 6 of 1 Peter 5, he says, Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time.
你们谦卑的神就向你升高，你们卑，你们骄傲的神就向你降低。
I'd like to begin by telling you about a story about a certain pond where there were two ducks and a frog.
我要告诉你一个故事，有一个池塘，有两只鸭子跟一只那个青蛙。
These two ducks and the frog became very close friends, and they never wanted to be parted from one another.
这个鸭子呢跟青蛙，他们很好，他们不需要被分离。
However, the rain stopped, much as we've had here in the Columbus area. We've not had rain since July 19th of any significance, I understand.
但是呢，雨呢没有下来，就像我们在可伦堡这边，从7月19号呢就开始没有下雨。
As the pond lowered, it wasn't too much of a problem for the ducks because they could fly and find another pond.
我当然当水呢那个湿水慢慢减少的时候对鸭子来讲是没有问题它会飞走
But that would leave their web-footed friend the frog in this pond alone probably to die and that saddened their hearts
但是呢那只青蛙呢它没有办法走所以呢 他们觉得很伤心
They had to come up with a solution
所以他们要找出一个解决的办法
And so they decided that the ducks would put a stick between their mouths and invite the frog to hold onto that stick with his mouth in the middle.
所以呢，他就鸭子就想出一个办法，在他的那个嘴那边有一个粘住的东西，叫那个青蛙把那个咬住粘起来。
The day came when they decided to depart.
当那天来临呢，他们必须要离开。
They took hold of the stick on either end. The ducks did, and the frog took hold of the stick in the middle, and off they went.
所以他们有一只。他们鸭子青蛙抓住中间两只鸭子往前飞
They flew up into the air and it was a marvelous sight the ducks holding onto the stick and the frog holding onto that stick with his mouth
然后他们在空中翱翔的时候那只青蛙抓住那个棍子呢在中间呢他们就在那边空中飞翔
They flew up over a field where there was a farmer doing some work in the field and he saw this amazing sight in the air
他们经过了一个农田呢当个农夫看到这个很奇妙的一个景色
He wondered aloud who in the world ever thought of that
他在那边奇怪说谁在这个世界上竟能想出这么奇妙的办法
Unable to contain himself the frog said I did
当他要这个青蛙觉得他很聪明的时候他就出声说我知道
As he fell to his death below, it occurred to him that what he had taken credit for no longer mattered.
Well, 当他只想把所有的功劳归在他自己的时候，但是那只青蛙已经被拆
散。So it is with us, isn't it?
这对我们来讲也是相同。
As long as we cling to God and His grace and what He's done for us through Jesus Christ, we will be carried to a place of spiritual blessing.
当我们靠着接触基督来到神面前领受基恩典的时候是因为基督的缘故
But the moment we open our mouths, so to speak, to take credit for what has happened in our lives, we fall back into the grave of pride.
当我们张开嘴巴要将神的荣耀从神身上拿走的时候我们就像这青蛙跌的本身
If I were to walk among you and ask a question, it would be this. Define for me the grace of God. What does it mean?
Well, 当我在你们中间走的时候，我问你一个问题：神的恩典对你是什么的定义？什么意义
？It has been common to define the grace of God as the free, unmerited favor of God.
Well, 当我们讲到恩典的时候，就是好像说神无条件对我们的赏赐。
We cannot earn the grace of God for salvation. We cannot deserve God's free salvation through grace.
我们不能靠我们的努力来得到神对我们拯救的恩典。
The Bible says we were without strength, we could do nothing, we were enemies of God, but God loved us. That's God's free, unmerited favor, which is His grace.
虽然我们抵挡神，但是神还是爱我们，愿意来拯救我们，这是神的恩典。
But Peter explains the grace of God here in a little bit further dimension, a little bit broader understanding for us.
但彼得在这边呢，所讲的是更广的一个层面来解释神的恩典。
Here Peter is referring to grace as Christ living in you.
这边讲到神的恩典就是基督在你的身上居住。
When you suffer, God can come in with His life and give you grace to do it graciously.
当你在受苦的时候，神进入你心里，让你能觉得你不孤单。
When you are tempted to sin, God's life comes in and you are able to resist that temptation. That is God's grace.
当你面临试探的时候要去犯罪的时候神给你力量能够抵挡这个试探的引诱
Every time you open your heart to receive God's word and you grow it is God's grace it is His life coming into you
当你每次读神的话语看到神的亮光的时候是因为神给你恩典让你能够去了解
Everything that brings spiritual benefit to you is a result of God's grace
任何事情能够让你在属灵世上得到长进的都是因为神的恩典
And so while it is the free unmerited favor of God it is also the life of God enabling you to live supernaturally
因为神的恩典让我们每一个属于神的人都能够很超自然的能够为神而活着
I think all of us would recognize that the flow of God's life into us fluctuates it varies doesn't it?
我们个人从我们生活中间我们可以体验到从神那边来的力量在我们
There are days when we seem powerfully victorious in Christ. There are other days when we seem as if we are abandoned by God. Why this variableness? Well, the Bible tells us that there are at least three reasons. The first is, God's grace is supplied according to our need. God gives more grace when the burden grows greater. That's why the Bible talks about grace upon grace. It is God's life flowing in waves of blessing when we need it. The second reason it fluctuates is that God's thoughts and ways are higher than our thoughts and our ways. There are many days when we don't have the sense to ask God to give us grace, but God still gives us grace. Out of His pure mercy and love for us, God does that which we don't even think to ask Him to do. The third reason why this flow in of God's life is a variable thing for us is that we do some things that hinder God's life from flowing into our life. And the Apostle Peter really speaks to that issue in verse 5 when he says, God is opposed to the proud. Pride is that which hinders the life of God from flowing into our lives. And so we need to recognize that as we saw in Philippians 2, Jesus Christ emptied himself. He let go of many things in order to become a servant and thereby die for our sins.
耶稣基督谦卑到一个程度，他成为什么样式，然后死在十字架上。He
had a mindset, an attitude that was willing to lay himself down, to humble himself in order to die for us.
他的心理上还有一个心理的准备，就是他愿意谦卑自己，甚至死在十字架上。
And it's interesting that Peter is the one who gives us this valuable lesson on humbling ourselves in order to receive more grace from God. Before the cross, Peter was the one who boasted to Jesus, you can count on me, no matter what all the other disciples do, I'll be there. He was proud, he was boastful. But then, he found his way into the court one night when Jesus had been arrested, having been betrayed by Judas. And there a little maid recognized him by his Galilean accent and said, you are one of those who have followed Christ, and Peter denied it. Peter was crushed. Peter was humbled. But then Jesus Christ died on the cross and he rose again, and he met Peter by the shores of Galilee, didn't he? He said, Peter, do you love me? And Peter said, I like you. And Jesus said, feed my sheep. He was saying, Peter, you have been humbled so that you can receive the life of God, and now that you have the life of God, do something with it. Allow my life to flow through you to feed my sheep. And so Peter knew something about the grace of God, didn't he? As long as Peter was proud, God could not flow his life into him. The moment Peter humbled himself, God brought his life into Peter to serve others.
当彼得在神面前谦卑的时候，神的生命在他们身上彰显，能够带神的祝福给别人。
And so in 1 Peter 5, in verse 1, he exhorts the elders as your fellow elder.
他将你们中间的长者能够提升。
He was one of the 12, but while he was one of the 12, everything went to his head, and he denied the Lord Jesus Christ.
他是十二个门徒中间之一，但是他否认基督。
But now he says, I'm just one of your fellow elders. I'm one of you.
但是他如果的谦卑，他是说我只是你们其中的一位而已。
I don't place myself above you, I place myself alongside you.
我并不将我高举在你们上面，我是跟你平等。
And leaders of the church must always have this mind, this attitude.
当在一个教会的领导人物必须有同样的心理的准备。
They cannot place themselves in a superior level and think of themselves as better than others.
他们不能想说他们比别人更行，然后做得比别人更好。
They're one of you.
他们只是我们中间其中一个。
There are people that God have called to leadership and gifted them, but they must be dependent upon Christ just as you.
他们是神所呼召出来，要而不是他，跟你我都一样，我们必须依靠神。
In verse 3 of this fifth chapter, he exhorts the elders to exercise their rulership not as lording it over those allotted to your charge, but proving to be examples to the flock.
他这边讲到，我们被选的不是要在那边压制众人，而是要做众人的榜样。
And then in verse 5, he addresses the younger men.
在这第五节的时候，他对年幼的怎么讲？
He says, be subject to your elders.
你要顺服长者。
Follow their leadership because they have a spirit of humility.
我要他们要学习他的榜样，因为他们有基督谦卑的样子。
And then in that same verse, he addresses all of the believers. All of you, he says, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another.
我要在最后他讲说，你们要彼此谦卑顺服。
The idea here is to apron yourself, to put on an apron.
就好像是将你的那个围裙把围起来。
Chefs do that, don't they, when they work in the kitchen?
厨师呢，就是有围裙，在他工作的时候就将围裙围上。
And Jesus took a towel and girded himself with it and washed the feet of his disciples.
当耶稣在门徒最后的晚餐的时候，他将一个围巾围着，然后洗他门徒的脚。
It's the willingness of every believer to serve every other person.
那就是每一个基督的门徒必须有那种节制，要去服务他人。
Back in the days of old England, there were many, many castles.
在英国呢，在古时候的时候有很多的城堡。
These castles had large dining rooms that would stretch for hundreds of feet.
然后他们在城堡里面有这个饭厅呢，是很远很大的一个饭厅。
The nobleman who owned that castle would occasionally invite the poor peasants to come in.To a meal lavishly appointed.
啊，城主呢，有时候就邀请那些贫穷的农户呢，到他家里享受丰盛的晚餐。
At this table, there would be a head chair, obviously reserved for the king of the castle.
啊，在这个餐桌上面有一个桌子是为了这个城主来准备。
The nobleman would hide himself as the guests arrived and watched their behavior.
这个城主呢，他会藏在这些进来的客人中间，然后观察这些人的行为。
It was interesting to see many of them trying to find their way to the seats nearest that head chair at the head of the table.
你会看到很多人呢，他在尝尽想尽办法能够坐得很近，在那个主人的位置上面。
And when all of those who felt they were most important had found their place, then the nobleman would step out into their presence.
当大家都想尽办法坐进那个大椅子的时候呢，那一个城主呢，他就出现。
He would walk to that head chair as if he were going to take a seat.
他会走向那个椅子呢，好像他要坐下来。
But he would stand behind that chair and look at those people who had sat next to it.
他会看左右的人，然后看谁坐在那个椅子的旁边。
And then he would walk to the other end of the table and sit with those who were humble.
他会走到桌子的另一端，跟那些谦卑人坐在一起。
And so it is with Jesus. Jesus sits with the humble.
基督就是表现这样，他与谦卑人同坐。
That's why Peter says here, God resists or opposes the proud.
这边讲到神拦阻骄傲的人。
As to the degree that you have pride in your life, that's the degree to which God cannot flow His grace into your life.
当在你的生命中有骄傲的地方的时候，就是神的恩典无法流通到你身上的时候。
One of our former presidents, Theodore Roosevelt, had a friend who was an astronomer.
罗斯福总统呢，他有一个朋友是一个占星学家。
Occasionally they would get together, and when the evening settled in, it became dark outside, they would walk outside and sit and look up into the heavens.
当黄昏来临的时候, 他们会出去外面, 然后看天空。
This very famous astronomer would identify the galaxy Andromeda.
这个很有名的天文学家, 他会那个, 能够把那个 Andromeda 那个星座指出来。
It's in the constellation Pegasus. Okay, and the professor would say that this is one of 100 million galaxies in the universe. It was 750,000 light years away from Earth. And that it consisted of 100 billion suns, each larger than our sun. And after he had spoken these words, President Roosevelt and this astronomer would just sit there in silence to let it all sink in. And then the story goes that Theodore Roosevelt would flash his toothy smile and say, I think we're small enough now, don't you? That's the way it must be with us. We must put our eyes on Jesus until nothing else matters. Lost in love for Jesus. Worshipping His majesty. Worshipping His glory. Recognizing the immense sacrifice that Jesus gave that we might have life from God. And those who oppose God in their pride are saying, I think I can save myself, but they can't. The sinner must fall to his knees in humility and repent in order that he might have salvation and life from God. But Peter is writing here to believers, and believers are to also be humble toward God and one another. The Christian who is proud prefers himself to others. He looks around the congregation and says, well, I'm better than that person, and I'm better than that person. I must be okay. But we miss looking at Jesus, who is our example and our pattern. Humility is being preoccupied with God alone. And when we put God alone first and are occupied with Him, then we see others through His eyes. That's why humility is so important, because without it, God's grace does not flow into our lives. Notice in verse 5, Peter says, God gives grace to the humble. Every time you choose to humble yourself before God, God can flow more of His life into you. It is a command, he says in verse 6, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. It's a choice every one of us must make. It's an act of surrender, because we place ourselves under the mighty hand of God. When I was a little boy, I was raised by my uncle. My uncle was about 6'2" and weighed about
225
pounds. He was a very strong man. He was a farmer by trade. I remember a few times as a little wee boy when I felt my father's hand on my head. And usually it was a moment of tenderness.
他的那种温柔在我身上。
It was a moment when he was expressing his love for me.
那是在那个时候他表现他对我的爱。
And that's the way it is with our Heavenly Father.
这就是我们天上父对我们所表现的爱。
When he knows that our heart is humble before him,
当他知道我们的心向他谦卑走软的时候,
we're under his mighty, mighty hand.
我们是在他大能的手下。
And that hand expresses his love and choosing of us to be his child.
就是表示他对我们的爱，他拣选我们成为他的儿女。
And to pour into our hearts and into our lives more of himself.
我要加，就在我们生命中将他的本身更多的加添给我们。
Now notice in verse 6, when we do this, then he exalts us at the proper time.
在第六节的时候，他说讲到的适当的时候，他必叫你们升高。
It may seem like a contradiction, but this verse is telling us the way up is down.
这看起来好像有矛盾，但是你要上面呢，往上走了，你必须先向下。
If we want to be exalted, we must first humble ourselves.
我们要被升高呢，必须我们必须在神面前谦卑。
If the sinner is ever going to make heaven, he must repent of his sins.
当一个罪人呢，要进入天堂的时候，他必须为他的罪在那边忏悔。
If the Christian is ever going to have the glory of God upon his life, he must humble himself before God.
基督徒呢，要有神的荣耀，他必须在神的面前谦卑顺服。
And so the Bible is very clear. There are two ways of living.
圣经跟我们很清楚地讲，有两种生活方式。
We can live by pride.
我们可以在骄傲中生活。
And we can live by humility.
我们可以在谦卑中生活。
When we live in pride, we are exalting ourselves.
当我们在骄傲中生活的时候，我们将自己高抬。
When we live in humility, we die to ourselves.
当我们在谦卑生活的时候，我们对自己是死的。
And then our lives bring glory to God.
但是神给我们生命，就显出神他自己的荣耀。
Peter is saying here, the more humble you are, the more grace you will receive.
彼得跟我们讲，当我们越谦卑的时候，我们就越能从神领受更多的恩典。
The more grace you receive, the more power you will have.
当你越神越多恩典给的时候，你就越有能力。
The more power you have, the more spiritual fruit you will have.
当你越有能力的时候，属灵的果子就结的越多。
And the more spiritual fruit you have, the more God will be glorified.
当圣灵的果子结得越多的时候，我们神的名就被荣耀。
I'm going to ask you to accept an assignment for this week.
我要求你们来接受这个礼拜的一些工作。
Many of the children are going back to school, and they're very familiar with assignments.
很多学生呢，回到学校里面，他知道要回家做作业。
But this is not just for children, it's for all of us, even adults.
这不是只有给年轻的小孩子，也给我们大人。
I'm going to ask you that every morning this week, the first thing when you get up in the morning is that you slip beside your bed on your knees and ask God to make you to become a humble person.
就每天你起床的时候，你就跪在床边，求神帮助你做一个谦卑顺服。
I'm going to ask you to ask God that every time you develop an attitude of pride, that he would convict you of that as sin.
我们要求神的帮助们。 当我们有那种要骄傲的那种时候的时候，求神呢的圣灵责备我们，让我们知道如何在神面前再谦卑下来。Every
time I interrupt somebody while they're speaking, because I think what I have to say is more important than what they're saying to me, I want the Lord to strike me, to make me aware that it's wrong.
当我觉得我比别人在讲的还重要的时候，打断人家的话的时候，求神呢能够叫醒我，叫我能够更谦卑。
Every time someone comes to me with a need and I'm tempted to ignore it because it's an inconvenience to me, I want to ask the Lord to shock me with conviction.
Well, 当有人要来跟叫你帮忙他的时候，你觉得不方便，我们求神呢，让我知道我们自己本身的缺陷。
Every morning, ask God to give you an apron of humility to put on for that day.
Well, 每天早上我们求神呢，用谦卑的围巾把我们围着。
Put it on and see the grace, the life, the power of God flow into your life that day.
当你用谦卑的围巾围着的时候，你将要看到神的恩典、神的能力在整天充满着你。God
is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
神阻挡骄傲的人，但是赐恩给谦卑的人。Humble
yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time.
我们要顺服在神大能的时候，神在时候到的时候要叫你们升高。
Let's pray. Father, We thank you that you have revealed yourself to be a God of great grace. We have heard in song today that who can abide the day of his coming? And Lord, you came with truth and peace and righteousness and holiness. You came with burning anger against sin. You came to save the lost and have compassion upon them, to show your grace and your mercy to us as sinners. We thank you for the cross today. We thank you that our sins are forgiven. We thank you, Father, that the tomb is empty because he rose triumphant over death and sin and the grave and the power of the enemy. We thank you today that Jesus Christ, who humbled himself, is now exalted in glory, our great high priest, who has a tender feeling toward us in our infirmity and in our weakness. And we pray today that we might come boldly into his presence, asking for more humility, in order that more of your grace may flow into our lives. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.